Who are subjects of the kingdom of God? 1903. Who are the subjects of the kingdom of God? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Learning of Christ means to keep Christ in his human character before us and do as Christ would do under all circumstances. Come unto me. Will young and old heed this invitation? Who will become the honored subjects of the kingdom of heaven? The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Psalms 15 and 16. Here we have defined the characters of that class who shall possess the character of Christ and represent that character in the world. In 2 Peter, chapter 1, we have plainly defined who shall be of that class who shall have the eternal life insurance policy. Verse 10. Here is practical, spiritual work to be done by diligently obeying God's commandments. The promises of God, taken hold of through faith in the one who stands back of the promise, Jesus Christ, will have an all-powerful influence in making men who have faith like God. Obedience to God is the proof of being chosen in the Beloved, because they have faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Said Christ, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 15. This is the test. Obedience to God is proof of being chosen and born of God, a partaker of the divine nature, and such are the elect of God and precious. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, living and working upon the plan of addition, ye shall never fall from Christ. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. 2 Peter 1. Verses 10, 11, 13. Here is the apostle as a faithful minister of Jesus Christ, doing the most valuable service to his fellow men for their present and eternal good, leading all who will give heed to understand that the progressive work of sanctification through the Holy Spirit is to add, constantly add, the precious graces of the Spirit of God. They are to remember their privileges in seeking to get to the depths of the truths which must be practiced in their daily lives if they become saints of the Most High God and members of the family of God, His little children. All truths God has revealed are to be learned in all their bearings in practical life. God's children are ever to keep before them the motives He presents to lead men to believe and obey Him. Let all feel deeply in earnest upon the subjects that possess so much significance to the saving of their souls. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Scriptures. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable.